In this episode of COL, Jeff's mind is blown when he finds out about Robert and Damon's relationship to Bear 401. While cleaning up the mess, they discuss the positives and negatives of the site. This, more information about Bruiser and our picks on episode 5 of The Next Generation of COL. When the hell are you paying for Bear 401? Sunday, April 1st, 2012. I'm Jeff.
I'm Damon.
And I'm Robert.
Welcome to Cup Out Loud, the Bear Podcast, of Indeterminate Length, episode TNG, episode number 5. And I love Tang Tea. That's a long story.
You love Tang Tea.
Love Tang Tea. Mom has this recipe for what she calls friendship tea.
Friendship. Oh, wow.
It involves 2 cups of Tang, a cup and a half of iced tea, mm-hmm. and some sugar, some cinnamon, and cloves. You mix that all together, and you've got this tea mix. And then you just heat up some water, put like 3 or 4 spoonfuls in a mug. And once it's water hot, pour it in. Mix it up, and it's very tasty. Hmm. It's kind of like one of those remedy type things to me. I'm sure it doesn't really remedy anything, but
it makes you feel better.
It has vitamin C because of the Tang,
and calcium because of the Tang.
Yeah. So it's very tasty. So I love Tang tea. Anyways. That's a random thing. Before we started, Robert, you were going to tell me something?
Oh, yeah. About the podcast. If you go to the cubsoutloud.com, you can actually subscribe to the podcast. I subscribed before because my iTunes freaked out here about a week ago when my computer crashed. So I had to delete, uninstall all of iTunes, all the stuff that comes with iTunes. And so I was trying to remember if you could subscribe to the podcast or not. But if you go to cubsoutloud.com and click the link in the podcast to the podcast, you can actually subscribe to us on iTunes.
Ah, yeah. I created that link to work that way.
I know that you had mentioned that you weren't sure if iTunes still had us listed as a podcast.
I was talking about the iTunes store. And strangely enough, it was no longer up there a few days ago. It is now up there now with the correct feed. So now you can actually go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, because right now, at this point in time, there are no reviews because this is a brand spanking new submission. It shows up as Cubs Out Loud podcast feed because for some reason FeedBurner won't get rid of the podcast feed part of it. But that's okay. In any case,
he's not bitter at all.
It's all set up. You can go there and you can subscribe through the iTunes store, through our website. I set up the links purposely so that you could subscribe through there. So
You're just awesome like that.
Awesome. You can also now go get the Cubs Out Loud show by going to the podcast, going to the iTunes store. And it's not the iTunes music store. Okay. And it's a podcast directory. Here's something that some people don't realize. Really, that directory is just that. It's a directory. They don't host any of the files. Right. They don't host any of the feeds. When you hit subscribe feed, it's just a special link to subscribe in iTunes for it. So when you hit subscribe feed, it is never going back. When it goes to refresh your feed, it doesn't go back to iTunes to refresh the feed. No. It goes to the feed. So you'll actually have sometimes, if I just posted the show, you refresh and the feed is all updated in FeedBurner, then your iTunes will update. Yet the iTunes cached on the website won't necessarily be updated at that time. So, so you could go there, you see that there's no new episode, but you go to the website, there is an episode, you refresh your feed in iTunes, and then it's downloading an episode. You go back to the store, you check, the show's not there, but for some reason it's downloading. It's because it's because all it is a link to subscribe to the feed that iTunes is not hosting. iTunes does not have any of the shows. It's just a listing. It's just a place to find podcasts, to discover podcasts, because that's a functionality in iTunes, and they wanted to promote that because they wanted people to use iTunes and use their store for not just podcasts, but for also music and videos now. So kind of a little techie thing for you there.
There you go. Nice little techie moment.
But now that the listing in iTunes has been updated, you can go there and please leave us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate it. And I will read whatever you put in the review, whatever you put in there.
Exactly. We would love to hear your comments and feedback so that we know what we're doing and how we're doing and how our listeners feel about how we're doing everything.
And as I said, I will read whatever it says in there. So even if you're not going to, if you think we're doing everything great, you don't have any actual recommendations, say, hey, I really like this show, it's great, doodlewort, then I will read the word doodlewort as well as the rest of it. So I'm not going to edit those reviews at all. I'm just going to read as is. And if you put it into some other language, I will attempt to read it. That will be fun. So
we're very accommodating here. Very accommodating.
Speaking of leaving us feedback, somebody did have kind of feedback. It's not really feedback, but it was a question.
Okay. Right.
So we had an email from Jared to cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Actually, I think he emailed podcast@gmail.com because I think that's what the or cubsoutloud.com, which is still the link on the website, and you need to update that. But he says, hello, I'm a brand new listener. I've enjoyed your show so far quite a bit. I've heard several mentions to something called Bruiser, Bruiser. I've tried Googling it, checking the App Store, and I'm a bit lost. What exactly is it? Because it sounds really interesting to me. Well, Bruiser is a website created by our good friend Scott Bailey, and it's actually Bruiser.
Exactly.
So there's no E in there, and it's a Z.
As in zebra.
Mm-hmm. And you go to Bruiser.com, you can sign up. There's a fee. I don't know what the fees are right now.
$20 a year.
Yeah, it's a per-year thing. There's a great community of people there. It's very much Facebook, Twitter-ish type thing. It's not like a Bear for One Moon, Bear Underground type thing. So it's a very different site. You can share links, share pictures. So you'll see a lot of nudes.
A lot of nudes.
Oh, yeah, so it's nice. So many.
I mean, it's not to the Tumblr level of things when it comes to nice naked pictures of men, but there is stuff on there, and we have Miss Tammy, of course, that we've mentioned.
Yes,
on there. Goldilocks. So while I will still be posting naked pictures that she will be looking at, I'm still okay with that. So
I am totally fine with it too.
There's just something about Miss Tammy.
There is something about Miss Tammy. We talk about Miss Tammy a lot, and I know she's agreed to be a host sometimes. But yeah, I mean, wow, she's just so much fun and so amazing, and I'm so happy to see her on the site. And it's nice to have a different perspective, you know, other than every other gay, bi, bear, male that's on there. You know, it's nice to have some a little different perspective. I know she recently even posted why she joined the site, or where her history is, because she had to tell people, no, she is not a transsexual. No, she is a born bred woman who is married to a man, you know. So,
and yeah, I read that post from her, and she, you know, just basically explained we're one of the few groups of men people that under that she doesn't have to explain herself to every 5 minutes because exactly. of, you know, because of who she is and what she likes, and, you know, that she has both her husband, who is her boy, and she also has a slave and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, at first, I'm going to admit, you know, I was like a little like, oh, my God, there's a woman, you know.
Kind of threw you off. The thing was, when I found out that Miss Tammy was on here, I was like, okay. And it's just, it's like new because, you know, I'm expecting to see all men and everything on right. here.
Yeah.
Hoping to find some good cock shots. But obviously I won't be getting that from Miss Tammy unless she's taking a picture of somebody else's cock. But
hopefully her husband.
Yeah. You know. Well, you never know.
Or, you know.
But
yeah, but
it's and just for some reason it's like I didn't question it. I was just like, you know, it's just like, oh, okay.
I was
good on you, Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. I'm like, yeah, I can see this. And I think she's the type of Goldilocks fag hag that we would like on the site. If more women come on, I will be very happy and welcome, unless they end up being really annoying and yeah, let's not get into that. You know,
let's not go specifics. Right, let's not talk specifics.
There's because the thing is there's not specific. I mean, she's one type and she has her thing, but mm-hmm. there are still other types that would be cool to have with us. So if that makes any sense whatsoever, that maybe are the anti Miss Tammy, but still awesome to have on the site or something.
Right.
Indeed. So yeah, for Garrett, that's the, if you like it, check it out. I don't know if he's still doing the 10-day free preview or whatnot, but, the site in and of itself, I joined back in July and I've just been, it's amazing. I love it. Are there flaws? There's going to be a flaw with every website, and there's going to be people on the site that you're just not going to like, and that's just the way it is. But the fact that you can be free and open and talk about anything and everything you wish to talk about and post it on there, and sometimes you get response, sometimes you don't. But, you know, you at least have the opportunity and ability to put it on your site whether you want to – when you want to. Yeah. You can post pictures of your, you know – naked body on the site. You can post,
and we encourage that. We encourage you to do that, please.
Yeah. By all means, just you know, please, more nudity, please. But but you can also have really in-depth conversations about something that's bothering you or something that you want some feedback on, like a personal issue or a boyfriend trouble or, you know, random things of life.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing to just, hey, I'm having a problem with this. What do you people think? And you get feedback and there's no judging. That's the big thing for me, as far as I know, mind you.
Or people who are quote unquote judging are keeping their trap shut.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They're like, oh, God, I can't believe he posts that. But they don't do anything.
Yeah, they don't say it alone. No one ever posts on your profile, as far as I know. Like, if you posted a picture of yourself, they go, well, that's ugly or that's, you know.
No, and I've never seen that either.
Yeah, and I just that I love because, you know, to some people aren't quite bearish and some people are. And there are people that have a very rigid definition of that. And when you post a picture and you're not particularly bearish or cubbish to their definition, they do not say anything.
Right.
What are you doing on this side? You're not a cubbish cub.
No. Oh, yeah. They're just, but you find a lot of different places.
Mm-hmm. In this case, we're like, yeah, whatever. I mean, we got Miss Tammy. Come on. Just
there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, she's definitely not a bear.
She's about as non-bear as you can get.
She's the antithesis of bear. That's why she's called the Goldilocks, which means because she's a Goldilocks, she's in the community because she's a Goldilocks, because a Goldilocks is a woman which goes with bears, which is kind of like a fruit fly or a fag hag. So
there you go.
Yeah. It's a different label. So Stuck And that's the thing. I wouldn't mind even seeing some twinks on the site. Like one of the former hosts of Comes Out Loud, Griff, his boyfriend is a complete utter twink. But that's because Griff was as from his introductory episode, a chaser chaser. And you know what? if Griff was on the website, was on Bruiser, and his boyfriend was on Bruiser, hey, he's still part of the bear community because he's into bears.
Exactly.
Right. Well, no, there's a couple of guys on there that aren't classically defined as bearish or even remotely bears.
There's no definition. I'm sorry. Episode 153, actually, Cookie and I were talking about definitions in the bear community. And we basically said, kind of like one film, which I wish somehow people would have access to, because it's a brilliant documentary called Bear Nation by Malcolm Ingram. He did Small Town Gang Bars, a good, mm-hmm. good friend of Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
And has either of you two seen it?
Yeah.
I don't think I've. I don't think I have.
I mean, because he had various showings around the States, but not many. I got to see it when it was here for South by Southwest a couple of years ago, and it was a brilliant piece. And I really felt that it gave the feeling of what a bear is. Like you get the idea. The only thing, I also felt that, and didn't actually ask him, but I felt that his goal was to go in and attempt to define what a bear is, and completely and utterly fail.
Wow!
Well,
and you get the idea.
Yeah.
So you kind of understand what a bear is, but you don't define it.
Yeah.
Because you find that it's undefinable, but. You get the idea. That's the only way I say it.
The best way to put it is, what I've always believed is, a bear is what you make of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if you see what the bear community is and you find yourself engaging or kind of find yourself in there, then you're a bear or a cub or whatever, you know, you're a part of that community. And the moment that you realize that or kind of come to terms with that, that is your definition of a bear. If there is an actual definition, which there isn't.
I usually like say to kind of get people into the idea of a bear is I take the terms from the Bear Handbook. The subtitle is, which describes bears as being husky, hairy, and homosexual, which is decent, but you know, it's not exactly right. Like, for example, when we're talking about Ben, which is who's not here. I have no idea where he was. We mentioned the time. Anyways, and we said it because he's very lacking in the hair department. You know, but who's to say he's not a cub?
Right.
Because he's got the huskiness. Uh-huh. He's got the homosexualness.
Exactly.
You know, but he doesn't have the hairiness.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Same here. You know, I've got the huskiness. I've obviously got the gayness. But I'm not particularly hairy in the sense that, you know, like really, you would have to touch me in order to really feel any hair. You may see it kind of, but it's not really there.
Some people kind of think of maybe hairiness more in the route of the like facial hair.
Yeah.
You know, and, which could be kind of a way of saying hairy. So I may not be hairy the rest of my body, but at least I've got a nice full beard or nice goatee or something, so that could still be considered as hairiness. So you have this really, it's one of those things where I say, look, to get the idea, it's husky, hairy, and homosexual. It's a general thing, not always true.
And
I mean, they could be. The only part of that phrasing, husky, hairy, and homosexual, that I think is a requirement to actually be a bear, not to say be in the bear community, that's something else. To be a bear is homosexual. If anything, yeah. Okay. There are men who are bear-ish.
Right.
Like Kevin Smith.
Yes, like Kevin Smith.
He's hairy. He's husky. Not homosexual at all. But
no, but huge supporter.
He's a huge supporter. So he's still part of the bear community. So he would be one of those guys that I would say go on to Bruiser, although probably not because he probably doesn't actually want to see naked men. But because of that, it's he's bear-ish is how I'd like to refer to it. So the straight bear term could be used, but that's also saying he's not a bear because he's straight, but he's bear-ish.
Right.
Another way of saying that is straight bear, but anyways. So it's all the terminologies like bear cub, otter puppy, puppy. Oh, puppy. I have this thing with puppy too.
Uh-oh.
Well, my user ID is box puppy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So way back in 1999 when I'm starting to get into the bear community. First off, I was a huge fan of the band Garbage.
Right.
Okay. I also really like their song "My Lover's Box." So for a while there, I actually was using the username "My Lover's Box" or "My Lover's Box YLSF," which is YLSF as You Look So Fine, which is another song I really liked. And then along came this bear thing, and I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "What's this? This is interesting." These are the type of guys I'm seeing. I'm looking at naked pictures of. Hey, Oh, Bear Youth? Bear Youth, a place for bears, cubs, otters, and puppies? So I started getting into the definition, being like, what the hell is a puppy? And they're like, well, they're like the cub version of an otter or an otter version of a cub.
Hmm. Like, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of like me, because at that time I was actually rather skinny.
Wow.
So I'm like, hey, I'm puppy. So let's see, my lover's box puppy. My lover's box puppy. That sounds really long. box puppy. And that's where it came from.
Oh. Oh, wow.
So it's really the last word of one of my favorite songs from the band Garbage. And the fact that I was a puppy.
Hmm.
The key word there is was.
Because you've now figured
now
out
it
what.
Is. Nowadays, it's more of Box Cub, which is my Tumblr account where you can see naked pictures. and I have my bearish account for my Twitter account as Box Cub. But so Box Puppy, Box Cub, take your pick. It doesn't matter. We'll stick with that.
Yeah. Puppy
so
play. That's all I can say.
That's the thing is, yeah, that's the thing about puppy. So that was the other thing I was going to. So I was defining one version of puppy, but then you've got puppy play that's going on and that kind
that,
of
and that's,
everything.
You know, outside the purview of this conversation.
Right. although it would be interesting to get like a couple or something on and talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to have kinky guys on here to talk about their kinks. Hmm. That would be awesome. If you are interested, shoot us an email. cubsoutloud@gmail.com.
I may have someone who might be interested.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Oh. A friend of mine. I was actually talking about him on the last episode with the he's 300 pounds, but he doesn't look like he's 300 pounds.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
He's an awesome guy. Yes. And huh?
He's dense, as in the physical dense, not the mental dense.
Yes. I was about to say weight, but but puppy, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, so okay. So, but that's where my puppy comes from. It has nothing to do with pup play.
With the puppy play, no. Oh, well.
I actually used to kind of have a personality of puppy. And actually,
young, bright, energetic. Kind
annoying.
Of new things in the world. Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't going to say it, but yeah.
It was terrible. And so I don't know what had ended up kicking me in the ass. I got older or something like that. And because there's that one point where I did kind of have this two personalities. I had puppy, which was very, very playful and energetic and handsy and wants to kiss everybody and such. And then I also have this other personality where if I'm sitting down talking to somebody, having a serious conversation, I seem to have this complete different personality.
Right.
Hmm. So it was like there was Jeff and there was Puppy. And sometimes there was too much Puppy and annoyed the hell out of people. But I grew up.
Excellent. Well, I guess one thing I do want to talk about, my amazing week / weekend. So on at the last week when we were recording, I was feeling something weird, like in my shoulder and back. Like I was a little tingy pain, but it was like, oh, it's nothing, blah, blah, blah. Woke up Monday morning, still feeling bad, and was kind of like, oh, what is going on? Tried stretching to see if maybe it'll make itself out. Didn't.
Right.
Tuesday, woke up still feeling bad. Went to a show, The Addams Family, the musical, which, by the way, just segue, awesome show. and still feeling bad. Sat in the chair, you know, watching the show. And by the time the show was over, was like, oh, this is really starting to hurt. Well, let me take some ibuprofen and go to bed. Wednesday morning, hurt like hell.
Right.
I was feeling better. And then I like, you know, stretched like the morning stretch after you get up.
Yeah.
And I heard a little pop.
Ouch.
Oh. And I was like, oh, shit. What just happened? What the fuck just happened? So I went to the urgent care that night, Friday, Wednesday night, and had a back strain and a soft tissue injury, which is basically generally muscle spasm vaccine. So I am currently on ibuprofen, Vicodin, and Flexeril.
Oh, so you're nice and happy.
I'm nice and happy.
You are literally feeling no pain. Nothing right whatsoever. Now. Whatsoever.
Yes. It was great because literally that night I took the pills before I went to bed, had the best sleep I've ever had, woke up next morning and was like still in that drug induced haze and was just like, oh wow, this feels great. Feels so much better. Blah blah blah. Like super fine.
That's awesome.
You could do nothing wrong to me for the next 2 days. Cause I was just like, whatever.
You can get your legs up. Anyways.
So on Saturday, feeling much better, I went to it was called Ménage à Trois Leather Bingo.
Oh my.
Oh, that's my. A name.
Yes. Well, we have in Ohio we have the Mr. Tri-State Leather.
Right.
And we have Mr. Exile Leather. That's Danny Cox for Tri-State and Michael Messer for Mr. Exile Leather, who is fine. And then in Lexington, they have Mr. Bluegrass Leather, Lexington, Kentucky.
Right.
So they all decided to come together and do this fundraiser for them to go to IML in May.
Right.
So we have here in Cincinnati, we have Gay Bingo, which is bingo hosted by drag queens, and you have all the fun little things with that involved. A lot of fun. They raise money for charity, so they decided to do it for them. It was a fun little time because I did get gifts. I won one game. I got a Claw Nation t-shirt, one of those bad idea bears, the funny little keychain bears that
are
raunchy and at the same time. And I got a 16-ounce bottle of gun oil lube.
Gun oil.
And it has a spout.
Oh god.
Like one of those pump things or?
Yes, it has a dispenser. Yes.
Oh.
That's nice.
Yes, it was so awesome. yeah. I haven't used it yet. It's still in the packaging.
You know how easy that makes it when it's, you know, you're ready to slip in. You want to
Yeah.
Yep. You can just, you know.
There you go.
The pumps are great.
Yes. I thought I would share that. I would show the video, but I don't want to turn it on for fear of losing
ruining a connection. Yeah.
Yeah. That's but it's awesome. So drugged up and happy.
In now, multitude of ways.
Yes, and now I have Lou to enjoy the rest of the time. So that was my fun little weekend, and I know it's always entertaining. I will admit, I have sometimes some of my best times are just the randomness. Like tonight, I'm going to a friend's birthday party at a bar, and he's going to have food, and it's also going to be show tunes. So, ta-da. Show tunes Sunday. At below karaoke. Zero. I won't be karaoke. No karaoke. I would love to sing, though. I do sing. I sing in a Cincinnati Men's Chorus. Take a drink.
Oh, I got vodka, you too.
There you go.
I got a glass.
So that was my fun weekend, and I really, really, really had a great time.
Yeah, and I got to remember to pre-pour this stuff so I can take the shot right away.
Okay. Ah. Should I say it again?
Okay.
I don't think you need to say it again, Damon. I think he's got the point.
That was a Sky Vodka. 40% alcohol by volume.
Wow. Did you just do a shot of vodka?
Yes. Sweet. I said I had vodka right here.
Ah.
I heard him opening the bottle.
Nice. I did not catch the opening of the bottle. Awesome.
See, closing.
Then I had a nice cherry Coke chaser.
Yay. And Robert, you worked, right? Just this weekend?
Yeah, I worked. I potentially had a date on Friday. The guy just messaged me that he just got my message telling him to text me 2 days after I sent it to him.
Nice.
Yeah, because he had originally given me his phone number, but when my computer crashed, because it was I had a little sticky note application on my desktop, and I had his phone number on the desktop, and when my computer crashed, it went away. He went bye bye. So
we've already talked about that. So.
It all went bye bye.
See, here's the thing is, here's something that's cool. Use Evernote.
I actually do use Evernote, but I, for some reason, hadn't put it in there. And so I didn't have his number, so I told him in the message, text me. Well, you know, and he's like, well, you know, Thursday, I'm off Thursday and Friday. Can't do anything Thursday. Friday is good. It's now Sunday. I got a message from him saying, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I got your message. I'm like going, if you were going to go out with somebody and your only communication that you've had with him was through one website, don't you think you should check your messages more than once every 2 or 3 days? But, I understand, you know, people get busy. They don't think about it, you know, that kind of stuff. So that was Friday.
No, sorry. No, I don't believe in that. I do. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm an internet whore. I'm online when I get home from work until I go to bed every night.
Yeah.
It's just the way I am. It's just what I do. So if ever you want to catch me, just look online. 9 times out of 10, I'm there unless I'm at work. And sometimes even when I'm at work, I have my phone and I can be – I try not to get on there all the time, but, you know, every once in a while, you know, I'm there. So
– right.
But if you're talking with someone, like you said, if you're talking with someone online and the only way you've really communicated is online, then yes, I'm going to look for a message from you online, either an email or a phone. Like if you're going to give me your phone number, you're going to put it in the message. I'm going to know that. Or if we had plans to try to meet on one day, I'm going to look for a message to see if something happened because things happen. Shit happens.
Right.
You know, me hurt my back, hurt my shoulder. I'm not really going to be in the mood to, you know, hang out with somebody. I'm really not.
Right.
Until after the drugs kick in. But but you know, if you're gonna try to make plans with someone, a date even, especially, then I'm gonna look for a message from that person to find out what's going on. If they don't call, or they don't email, or they don't message, then I go, okay, you're a douche, and I'm not gonna talk to you anymore.
Well, no, and I understand that. I'm like you. I the second I get home from work, it's, you know, I divest myself of my uniform, and I, you know, change into something, turn on the TV, fire up the computer, and I'm on for the rest of the night until I go to bed. I do log out occasionally because sometimes there's just too much interaction. You know, I just want to get away from people, from Facebook and whatever. So I do turn it off. But the thing is that I am on online constantly. But I also understand that people don't necessarily treat the internet that way. So, you know, and that some people have jobs that are more demanding or have more hours than what mine do. Because, you know, I'm lucky now if I get 4 hours a day.
Wow.
You know, yeah, it's retail sucks, people. Don't go into it.
anyway. It's a good starter job.
Yeah, it's a good starter job.
I worked at a Shopko for 6 years, so.
Yeah. Mm. After 13 years, I'm a little over it. Anyway, but so I understand, you know, people don't necessarily have the same kind of interaction with the internet or their cell phones, or, you know, I've known people who have a laptop and they're like, oh yeah, I use it occasionally and I've got a cell phone, but it's not a smartphone. So, you know, and they're out of contact with pretty much everybody for a good majority of their day because of what they do for a living. And I understand that. So I'm willing to cut them a little slack. Now, if we had made solid plans, like, say we were supposed to go out on Thursday at 8 o'clock, and then he doesn't text me, doesn't message me, doesn't send a carrier pigeon, smoke signals.
Something.
You know, doesn't, you know, shout from the nearest random place and I hear it, you know, then I would be upset. But, you know, to me, it was just like we kind of tentatively had plans for Friday. He didn't. What pissed me off was the message. It's like, you know, you check your messages every couple of days. I understand that. But when you kind of make plans to hang out with somebody, you know, it's nice to know that you're actually checking your messages, because my only form of communication with you is that form of communication. So, you know, because I, like I said, I had his phone number. I lost it because my computer died. You know, and I explained that, and he's like, oh, that's fine. You know, I just got your message, and I'm like, okay, whatever. So I'm willing to come a little more slack there. But like I said, if it had been definite plans, I probably would have been like, okay, no, you're done. We're done. You know, it's like you're a complete stranger. You know, I tell my friends, you know, you cancel plans on me once, we're good. You know, but if you can't, if you don't even bother to show up, we're done. So. At least show up. Anyway, so moving on, because that topic could go on for hours. But anyway, okay. So speaking of topics, I really didn't plan that out. I swear that was just a natural segue. Anyway, so I was using Reddit. For those of you who don't know, Reddit is a website, calls itself the front page of the internet. It's this aggregate site. People post all kinds of random things. You have anything from people asking questions of the general community. One of my favorites is always the, I had just had somebody do this to me. What have you had? What other nasty thing has another human being done to you? Yesterday it was, I just had somebody call me a dirty whore at work. What are your horror stories from work? That kind of stuff. There's also a community that is that call them RWTF. They post some of the most random crap you have ever seen. Especially somebody posted a pic last night of a t-shirt that had a, I'm not joking when I say this, it had a penis on it.
Nice.
Down at the bottom. Yeah, the penis was down at the bottom to make it look like your dick was sticking out of the top of your pants.
Nice.
Nice. Oh, my anyway. God.
And if I remember correctly, it came in black for our African-American friends. Anyway. Nice. But, and then there's another community that's called R Space Dicks. I won't even go into it. But generally, it's a website for people to explore, discover weird, random, amazing things around the internet. Uh-huh. And so there's a community on there for gay bears. And somebody posted a pic of this new feature. And yes, I am using air quotes, even though you can't see me. Of 411 that Greg, the bear douche, or you know, the guy, the owner, has implemented, that you're allowed to now search on the website by email, which means you can take a guy who you have met randomly. If you know his email, you can go on 411 and search for him. Now, this to me, and this is just my opinion, as Ben is very fond of saying, this to me speaks so stalkerish, you know, that you can, I mean, it's already bad enough that you can follow my tweets, follow my Facebook, friend me on Bruiser, friend me on Bear411, find my profile and I dig SailorMoon.com.
Woohoo!
I'm sorry.
SailorMoon.com?
No, there's not. Anyway. But the thing is that you can already find me in all these different forms of communication. And now you can – now I don't know if your email is provided publicly. I don't believe it is when you do the search. But once this person has searched for you, you receive an email with their profile pic and a link to their profile on Bear411. And yeah, it just smacks of – just stalker behavior, and it just, I'm like going, and there, this is now a feature of a website that I'm on, and it calls a lot of things, you know, to me it's like, yes, I'm a very private person, but I also have a public identity. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw this, I went into Bear411, I changed my password, I changed the contact email that I have registered with the website. I'm like, I don't want anybody being able to find out my regular email address, even though I put it out on different websites because it's my main email address.
Right. But you know, thing is, I don't he doesn't show anybody their email address.
Right.
So still, they have to already know your email address if they're going to search for you.
But then, you know, and I think you brought this up earlier. You know, you've already got their email address. Why not just email them?
I totally understand that. But in regards to Dutch Post, if you want to find out, hey, is this person on Bear411 and you have their email address, you just, that's kind of what I'm getting, is how to search for it, you know, is like, you can find their email. I think I have a big problem with the fact that if someone does search for your email address, you automatically know who they are. You know, it's
not anonymous.
That's a little leery to me. I always get leery about things like tracking lists and things like that. People who can see who views your profile and blah, blah, blah. Because, once again, like I mentioned, I'm online all the fucking time. So I will click random profiles if I see, there's a nice picture. I click it and I go, oh, well, no, I don't really want to talk to that person. And I click off. But now they know I've looked at their profile. I have friends who are not on Bear411, and I'll be at their place and we'll be hanging out and talking, and I'll be on Bear411 and they'll want to, you know, so we'll start looking at people randomly, like specifically usually going to bear runs. This is when we'll be the big talk about it. And they want to look at somebody. Now, they're not someone that I would normally look at.
Right.
But they want to look at their picture, and I go, okay, fine. And I click it, and they are like, oh, well, now they know I'm looking at them. And all these people will now know that I've looked at their profile.
Seriously, and, though?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're getting into a little more of a paranoia point on here. Sure. when I look at I pull up my Palist, and I look at the people who recently visit my profile. If I find somebody that I think looks cute, I pull it up. And if I don't, if they're not, I close it. And I know automatically that I'm listening when they're recently viewers.
Yeah.
And if they try to contact me and they say, "Hey, you're hot," I'll go, "Thanks," and move on.
Right.
You know, and I mean, you have the public profile out there. Sure. They know that you looked, they'll look at your profile. And then if something happens, something happens. If not, then nothing happens. It's really not that big of a deal. It's still a profile that they could still have looked at some other way. Yeah. But it also gives you an idea that, because what if somebody looked at your profile and you think they're really hot and you want to talk to them?
Yeah.
And it's a way of introducing you to somebody, saying, "Hey, they looked at your profile." It's not saying that they like what they saw or anything. It's just saying they looked at your profile.
Yeah.
Right.
But on another site, because I've done it before, I will click accidentally a profile. And on another site, you can actually delete the trace, you know, whereas, I didn't really. Yeah. And I don't like I like the idea, but I don't like the idea. It's kind of the, you know, catch 22. I like to know when people are looking at me. It's, you know, the ego for me, you know, hey, someone finds me attractive or they're looking at me and I go, "Oh, okay, cool."
Right.
You know, or "I can't believe that guy's looking at me. Wow." So, but I also believe in, because now you have like guest books and tracking and now this email thing. And it just, you know, when is enough enough? Like, honestly, if I could just.
Right.
Honestly, I think the searching for email is really not as creepy as you may think. It's because A, they would already have to know your email.
Right.
B, it's not just notifying you that somebody looked at your profile. It's sending you an email, mainly because they search by your email address. So it also lets you know that if somebody somehow got your email that you kind of don't want to have your email address, know that that person has found it and had searched for it. So I don't think it's really creepy at all. I don't think it's very stalkerish at all, because if it was, I don't know, they search by the email and gives you complete access to all of their pictures in the profile or something like that, maybe. But I mean, they could have also searched my user ID. You know, they searched my email. They could have also searched my user ID, which is practically the same thing. Or Pox Puppy in Gmail. You know?
I understand that. But it just, I think at first it just kind of struck me as a little, you know, creepy. And then it was, you know, talking to you guys and really thinking about it, it's like, you're right. It is, you know. But my email address, the email address I originally had attached to the website, wasn't even remotely similar to my Gmail account. My username and my Gmail account had two separate names on it. Now they're fairly similar. There's, I think like two letter difference. But anyway, the thing is that, you know, and I come to realize talking about this that it's not that bad. I mean, they'd already have to have my email address, and I can count on one hand the number of times I've given out my email address on Bear411, and I'd still have a significant amount of fingers left over, I think. Once. So the thing is that, you know, I understand that now, but the thing is, at first it was still a little like, really? Another way we can hear from you?
Here's the thing. That's kind of way. How many emails have you gotten saying somebody searched for you by your email since he's implemented
this? None.
Yeah.
None.
You know how many people are using this feature? Not many.
Probably none.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that's something to talk about. I know that if I, because the email address that I use on Bear411 is different than the email address that I use on another site, which is different than the email address that I use like on Bruiser. I just have all these different email addresses. Whether I need for them to be like someone searching for, if you search for the one that's on my Bear411 account, you would have had to have known me about 10 years ago or more, just because it's an old one that I use that I've had since I was in college, and I just happened to use it when I joined the site, you know. So I understand, Robert, your initial hesitation, because that's the way I felt about it as well. I also feel that it'll be okay, because at the same time, more than likely, you're not going to get a lot of response from it. Now, granted, you, if you know where I'm from or where I live now, or you know my screen name, you can find me no problem. So,
Yeah, and like I said, it was just, you know, like you said, an initial hesitation to, like, not really wanting to be part of that, you know, but then, of course, understanding that not everybody has my email address, and nobody has the email address that's tied to the account now. So if you know that email address, I've got to know you so incredibly personally that you are literally in my life. You are a physical part of my life, not just somebody I know on the internet. So, you know, like that was just my little thing, was like, it just seemed like a little like, okay, this doesn't seem like it's going to be a good thing, but I can understand how, you know, if you have, you know, like you, Damon, if you have my profile name and if you have where I live, I'm incredibly easy to find.
Yeah.
You know, and the email is just a new way of searching for it.
Yeah. I think it's just yet another way to kind of, for Greg to just make the site, I don't know. I don't even know what the purpose of it is now that I think about it. I really don't. Like, it's just another way to search for a profile name or a profile of someone you know. I just, email just doesn't seem like the best way to search for someone's name. Now, granted, like on Skype or Yahoo or whatnot, sometimes you can search for the email and you go, oh, well, there's the person. But
yeah. And, you know, honestly, I just thought of this, you know, on Facebook, you can do the same thing on Facebook. If you know the person's email address, you can type it into the search bar at the top of Facebook. And if they have a profile linked to that email address, you have their profile. And so, you know, it's essentially the same thing on Facebook. So is it good? Maybe not. Is it bad? Maybe not. But the thing is, is that we've already got this built into other sites that we're on. We may or may not know that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I guess kudos to Greg for at least putting it out there and letting people know that they can actually do it. But
yeah. Yeah. One of his few kudos.
Still want him anyway. To go out in hell, but that's another matter altogether.
Oh. I just can't imagine.
Okay,
we could, like I said, we seriously could bitch about Birth 401 for a while, like what Jeff mentioned on his Bruiser account just a little bit ago. About, why do you still pay for Birth 401?
What the hell are you paying for Birth 401?
Let's not do this again. God.
Yeah, I found this out pre-show while we were hopefully waiting for Ben, which didn't happen. But I'm like, hey, so are you guys paying for Bear 411? And you guys said?
Yes.
I do. Yes.
And then I said, what the hell are you paying for Bear 411?
Like, yes, folks, that's exactly how he said it.
Exactly like that. That's just...
this is the... My mind is blown. It's like, you know, I had some respect for these guys. I had a lot of respect for these guys. And when I found out about this, my respect went down. Don't get me wrong. Still respect them. Just not as much as I used to.
Just not as much.
Like, you're paying for Bear 411. I mean, really. Yeah, so you can't look at everybody at all of their profile pics. Sure, you can't really search for anybody or see who's online every other day. But it's just every other day. Sure, if I want to get laid, I'll look at my pal list. You know.
I knew I shouldn't have opened this can of worms again.
I put them on my pal list. The pal list is for.
Damon, fuck you.
people that pull up my name, and I can look at people who viewed my profile. So, yeah, I'm like, there's no reason. It's full. It's
It's functional enough without paying for it. There's no need to pay for it. And all you're doing is encouraging Greg. So you say all these bad things about Bear 411, and yet you're paying him to keep it up.
Okay. So I'm not gonna doubt you for making my ego go down a little bit or whatnot. I've paid honestly because I think Robert mentioned this earlier. Just it's easier. I don't have to worry about. Yep. Oh, what day is it? Okay. No. Let me finish. I don't have to worry about. Oh well, I can't look at the profiles today because it's an odd day or an even day. Or I have to worry about who I can't see that person I want to talk to. I can't access parts of the site because it's this day. You know,
I go in, I log in, and I hit display people online, and it gives me, you need to have priority access. You know what that means? That means I just can't look. Okay, fine. Moving on. Pull up my pal list if I want to talk to anybody, or I'll get a message from them. I don't need.
Gotcha.
So
I just.
You don't have be like, wait a minute, is it an odd day or is it an even day? Look. You know what the best way to find out that you can access it? You try it. It gives you the priority access. Then you're like, okay, moving on.
Jeffrey.
I'm sorry. I have strong opinions about this.
Yeah, you've got some static, just so you know.
Yeah, you got some bad feedback.
I'm probably overloading.
Because of your rant. And I'm not going to. I agree and I disagree, and that's the way it's going to be. I don't want to keep going on it because I know how I feel about the site. I'll admit I was on the bandwagon with a lot of people because it took me so long to get on the site. But I do really like the site, despite the fact that there are several issues with it. And I think the honest reason is because I know so many people. I've met so many people from it. And that's kind of what it was.
It's all because of critical mass. That's it.
I agree. Maybe that is.
You know how you fix that problem? You don't pay. You get other people not to pay. You get it so that Greg doesn't want to maintain the site and shuts it down, so everybody goes somewhere else. Something that's actually better. That's something that's a modern website, such as bearunderground.net or something like that. Right. That people move on. The only thing is he has critical mass. He has the people. They're there. Right. They're idiots. They don't want to move. I want to move, but the only reason why I'm not moving is because everybody else is staying on Bear 411. I go out into the bars and I say, hey, did you guys see this bearunderground.net? And it's like, no, I don't care. I'm on Bear
411. Yeah.
They don't care. They just don't want to create another profile. They don't want to move. They don't want to stay over there. Well, all my friends are over on Bear 411. And it's just about the only way to really get those people off to get the other site. Another site, a critical mass, is to get the site shut down. The only way to really do that is to make sure he can't maintain it anymore. And by not paying for the site, but using it, you're not paying a single dime, the less that people pay for it, the better. Because eventually it'd be like, look, this site's just not working for me. I can't afford the bandwidth because all these people are using the website. But they're not paying for it. So I'm not getting anything to cover the cost for maintaining this. I need to shut it down. Will that happen? No. Right. Because people are idiots. People like you are paying for the damn site.
I will tell you this.
And they're not moving because of the critical mass.
My credit card that I use will expire in May. Just so I vow.
Pay account.
I make a solemn vow. I will, if I had it, well, I do have a Bible. I promise that when my credit card expires, which will then mean that they won't be able to charge me anymore, I will stop paying for Barefoot 101. Because... Because I will admit.
How did I know he was going to clap?
Because I will admit, I don't. I've always, and because I mentioned this before, before Robert was a part of the show, my usual issue with the site is the fact that he has this really limited idea of what he thinks Bears and Cubs are. And because of that, he has denied people, myself included, for a while to be on the site. And I really, even though I don't care. If you're going to have a free site, if people can be on a profile site for free, you should have absolutely no limitations on what kind of people you have on there. You shouldn't. Right. Because unless you specifically say you need to be this, 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 and this, then you cannot be on site. If the only thing he says, and I think it is you have to be like 18 or older. He doesn't say you have to be this type of bear. You have to be this many pounds. You have to be... You have to have this many hairs on your body in order to be on this site. Right. Since he doesn't say that, he cannot deny anyone who wants to be on that site paying or not paying or not. Mm-hmm. And that's where I kind of have the problem. So, yeah, I will. And it'll be hard. I will admit it will be hard for me just because, like I said, I'm online all the fucking time. But I know, honey, I know. I'm just saying that's where it'll be. I'll just have to deal with it because I know for a fact that I do have strong feelings about it and I do have concerns about it. And like you said, if enough people do, maybe things will change. But I just remember this like years ago that people were talking about it and I'm not going to be on Barefoot 101, blah, 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 blah. And they're still there. So it's just,
it's all about the
I can understand if you're going to say, like truly say, I don't want to be, I hate the guy. I hate the site. I hate what he does. Then, you know, don't be on the site, period. You know, but I'm okay with it. I don't like his tactics. I don't like the way he does certain things, but you know, there's not much I can do. The only thing I can do now, and that'll be my personal quest, is I will stop paying. And
good for you.
On top of that, I do, and I brought this, I'm going to bring this up as well, because I know friends of mine who have had the issue too. Unless you are paying for the site, you cannot delete your profile. Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not.
I've heard that as well.
So, I mean, Jeffrey, of the three of us, you're the only one that technically is not paying for it. Can you delete your profile if you want it to?
I have no idea. It'd probably be one of those things where I would just kind of leave the site because it's been there for so long and just not go back.
I know, so,
and it's like I don't really give a rat's ass.
I've looked at like for example, I can do a thing of Cincinnati search, you know, right now, just as I'm here, and I could look at the people that are on there, and I could say, well, I have never seen this person on there since they brought their page up, and those are things that bother me because then it's just numbers. It's just a profile that's sitting there that they don't use ever.
And, you know, he's been accused of that before, of inflating his numbers based on simply on the number of profiles that he has on his website. Because, you know, how many people have a profile on that website and haven't visited in, you know, a good cutoff, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years? You know, since he, you know, they put up a profile when he started the thing and then never deleted their profile. So he's been accused of inflating his numbers because, you know, it looks good on traffic. So, you know, anyway, we should move on.
Yeah, I guess we should. But
honestly, personally, whenever I'm looking for to chat with anybody or to see who's there. I'm looking for people who are online. If they're not online, I'm not looking for them. So if they're not accessing their profile, that's fine. They're off my radar.
Yeah. So,
and if I send them a message because they're not checking the website, well, I'm not going to hear back from them anyways. So I even send them a message so I don't look at them. So I don't care about banning profiles. You can say, yes, all right, I have so many profiles. Well, then you ask, okay, how many active users do you have? Hello?
Yeah.
Active users.
Yeah.
Active users.
I've been wondering how active could you be? Because, I mean, like me, for example, I sign on, like, you know, Bruiser right now. I'm signed on a Bruiser. I'm signed on a Bear 401. I signed on yesterday. I'll probably be signing on tomorrow. So I guess I'm an active user. Right. But am I active in the sense that I'm always doing something or sending a message or posting something? Is that active?
I think active is enough just being there because,
right.
You know, you're online, you're seeing if there's anybody there. No one's there, right, when you're looking. So you move away, but you keep staying online. But you keep coming back.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so you're still actively being on the site. Whether you're actually doing something, that is something entirely different. Because you're online. If somebody wants to send you a message, you can reply back right away. You're still active. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's fun little.
There's the Bear 411 rant of the week.
With that, let's go right into our picks.
I promise not to bring it up again.
That's okay.
Okay. Picks. Okay. Actually, the other day, I looked at that, you know, the shit something something says site, right. You know, that's on YouTube. And I found this group called, they do a vodcast, a video podcast.
I hate that term. It's just a video podcast. It's a podcast. It is not a freaking vodcast. Delete that from your vocabulary.
Okay.
Everybody. And that's my word of the day is vodcast.
There, I changed it on the site. How do you feel about that?
You know what the easiest thing to do though is? It's a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, so they do a video podcast of called Friday Night Philosophy, and it's these guys from Australia. I'm assuming Australia, that they have so many different little sites, and I just found it, and they did a their Shit Bears Say 2, and just thought it was really funny, and thought I would share their site with you. And I mean, the guys are really fucking hot. And the accent. Just
yeah, I know.
Automatically, I'm like, oh, that's really nice. It's good eye candy. It's good ear candy based on just the voices alone. And there are a couple of really funny guys. So they have a YouTube page, and then they have like several videos already. And my favorite part of their Shit video says is the guy that's getting fucked, and he goes, I'm a total top, except for this, while he's literally being fucked. It's awesome. I mean, they obviously don't show the full-on fucking, but you see the guy kind of bouncing on a bed, you know, back and forth as though he was getting fucked. And that was amazing. I just think it's funny because I've seen that happen. Like, I'm a total top, except for this time and that time or
that time. Yeah, exactly.
Because I can't say I'm a total top. I have bottomed in the past. And it's a rare occasion, but if it strikes me, I will get fucked. But most of the time, I'm topping, yes. But that was the Friday Night for Philosophy is an awesome site. Yahoo thing, or not Yahoo, shit, YouTube thing, go see it. There you go.
I don't know if you know this, Damon, but I don't know, maybe about 3 or 4 months ago, no, it could have been longer, they actually have a profile on Bruiser.
Did they?
Nice. Yeah. Huh. They've only posted a couple of times, and Scott, I'm not sure if they still, I don't think they've posted in a long time if they're still there. But yeah, they posted, they were one of the Australia contingent, because there's a couple of Australians, one Pacific Islander, one person from Japan or China. There's a whole, yeah, there's like Asia and Australia. There's like maybe six or seven guys on there from there, who just make up this contingent of people who are not American or Canadian. You know, I was kind of like, how did you guys find out about the site? You know, but anyway, yeah, they had a thing on Bruiser, and what they posted, and I watched a video. Yeah, totally cute. And I just loved every second of it. And it was just, you know, they're really good guys.
Yeah.
So my pick is another artist. Last week I did James Hance. This week it's Alex X. Zhang. She's a designer, illustrator out of New York. She is an amazing artist. She does very specific artwork. Her artwork usually centers around Doctor Who, Sherlock, the BBC America show, the Michael Fassbender, who I can totally agree, you know. But anyway, some anime. She's done some anime stuff. She's occasionally done like My Friend Totoro. It's just little really cute stuff. She sells her stuff through Society 6, where she's artist Alice XZ. She has her own Tumblr, alicexz@tumblr.com. And then she has a DeviantArt account. I follow her on everything because I think she's just amazing. She went to the Rhode Island School of Design, which also has had Kevin Smith went there at one point, Gus Van Sant. The guy who created Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane. Seth went there. She's a really great artist. You can find, she has some really awesome stuff that she sells through Society 6, like iPhone cases and that kind of stuff. She does this all on her free time, because her day job is she's a graphic designer. She's just a really awesome girl. Just love her stuff. So that was my pick. Alice X. Zhang, designer, illustrator, extraordinaire. You can find her wherever your internets are.
Yes. So. And I'm looking at some of her stuff, and it's actually really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's an amazing. So there's this one that she did. I can't remember what anime it's from, but it's a little girl, and she's underwater. It's from Miyazaki's recent movies.
Poyo something?
Yeah, Poyo. Oh. It's from Poyo.
Ponyo.
Yeah, it's from Poyo.
Poyo.
Chicken. Ponyo. Okay. Anyway, but it's from Ponyo, and it's one of the most charming things I've ever seen. And like where James Hance, because of Wookiee the Chew and that kind of stuff, his stuff is cute. Alice's stuff is just, it's charming, and there's a certain amount of intensity to it that I really like. She really loves Benjamin Cumberbatch, a guy who plays Sherlock in the BBC show. And she's done so many she's done young Sherlock, old Sherlock. I mean, she just really loves him in the show. And, you know, she does other stuff here recently on her Tumblr. She opened it up to doing fan submissions. You mentioned the fandom. She painted a picture out of that fandom if she knew it. And if she didn't, she would go and, you know, find out a little bit about it and, you know, do something. But like I said, really great artist. Really love her work. Very charming. I want to get one of her skins for my laptop. So, you know, I don't have an iPhone. I'm one of the few people that I know that doesn't have an iPhone. Android proud. Yes. But anyway, so yeah, I really love her stuff, and she's my pick for the week.
Yay.
That's so awesome. Jeff, tell us about World of Warcraft.
Well, actually, it's about its forums. So every April Fool's Day, which is today.
Yes.
You know, Blizzard does some stuff. So, like, this year they did a Blizzard skid thing with the Westfall Trail and a couple other things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, another one of the things that actually is a reoccurrence from last year's on the forums, they actually... one of the main designers' name is Greg. He goes by Ghost Crawler on the forums. Well, they decided to put a Ghost Crawler, a little crab, on the website. You guys remember Clippy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, that's what Krabby is. What Krabby is.
Oh God! Oh my God!
It's like I'm on the forums right now. I've got this little animated crab, which if I click him, he actually gets a hat that I can click and switch to different hat. He says, "Remember that the other posters here are people too. Like Plato said, be kind. Rewind. A little kindness can go a long way." And I'll just click out that comment, and I'm browsing around. Then he pops up. You should unvote a few more posts today. You'll like it.
Sorry. I just finally realized what Clippy was.
And here I'm in the general threads, and just to kind of tell you a couple of things. There's like, oh my God, Krabby's back, and this is just titles of threads. So I haven't actually gone into anything. I'm not reading any posts. Just the titles of the thread. Krabby's back. Krabby as a permanent forum option. Krabby opt out. Best Krabby quote. Bring back Krabby. and Krabby for president. Krabby returns. So I mean, it ended up being this flow. But you know, actually, when I put this in here, it was actually just because I went into the forums just to see a couple things. Because actually, one of the mod writers for a mod called Deadly Boss Mods for WoW, apparently, I found out, had put into the code of their mod an April Fool's Day joke. Every time you zone, move from one zone to another in World of Warcraft, and you have this mod enabled, it will select a random quote from one of the bosses in the game and play it. So it's you're hearing these voices, and some of these bosses are old gods. So it's like an old god whispering in your ear, "Madness will consume you." I had one of the dragons from Ice Crown Citadel. She says, "Your magic shall betray you." And all I was doing was flying around farming herbs. It was hilarious.
Nice.
I found out about that on there. Also, I found out, and I can't find the thread anymore, but somebody did an April Fool's Day joke. He was in Orgrimmar, and he put into trade chat. He says, "Oh my God, all the NPCs by Garrosh are all pandas." Then he watched as a whole bunch of people ran into the area where Garrosh was to see if there was pandas. So, nice. April Fool's Day and level. Blizzard. Yeah, he might have been a troll too.
I've had so many fun little times with. I love, and that's the best part. And I love how some of these websites get involved with the April Fool's, like getting stuff out there and just making hilarity things. I showed the guys before UncannyXMen.net. A site that I love going to, they always do something on their front page and usually sometimes behind it on April Fool's. This time it's all dupe speak, and dupe was that little alien character in the X-Force/X-Statics line. There was a cameraman, and years past they've done so many different things like One year they made a fake interview with a guy that like an artist or an editor from Marvel talking about a new Phoenix series that was going to be coming out and how awesome it was going to be. Yeah. And I forget what it was, but they had all these like extremely big characters like Pink Pearl and whatnot in the Phoenix costumes, these huge women in the Phoenix costume. I forget what the title of it was, but it just was hilarious because the way that they kept talking about it, you're just like, this is a joke, right? But it seems so real because their interview was so in depth and the questions that were asked were just like questions you would ask like in a general interview, and it felt really real, but it was totally fake. And they do a lot of the because they do like these spotlights, which is they basically write a character biography and use comic books and images. One of the characters they haven't done one for is Wolverine because there's so much out there for him. But they finally, they're like, we're going to have a Wolverine event month and we're going to have all this stuff that's going to be going on. And they wanted to post it all at the same time. And then you get to the next page and it's, you know, the Wolverine where he has just the middle claw up.
Right.
Like giving the middle finger. And he's like,
cover of Wolverine number one.
Exactly. Just, it was hilarious. So, yeah.
No, but Marvel actually has a long history of doing stuff like that. Wasn't he here a few years ago, Stan Lee? And Marvel, they got together and they created Sentry.
Oh. And
I remember them saying, oh, yeah, it's this character that Stan had in a file drawer way back in the day. The artwork was done by this guy. And they really, I mean, I remember reading about it in Wizard. It was Wizard, Marvel, and Stan Lee. And they perpetrated this thing and it went on for months. And finally, like 6 months had gone, but 6 or 7 months had gone by. And finally, Wizard in their magazine, long live Wizard. I miss that magazine. Anyway, but they had, everybody just finally fessed up and said, oh, yeah, no, this, we did it like an April Fool's joke that just kind of got a little out of control.
Yeah. And they, I mean, the character is still around. Like, they actually had the character.
Yeah. They actually turned him into a real character in Marvel U. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and, awesome. But I remember thinking how epic it was that it was just an April Fool's joke that got a little blown out of proportion.
Wow.
And, you know, you're like going, oh, God, they found a Silver Age superhero that nobody knows about. Why didn't that ring a bell? Yeah. It should have rung a bell.
I guess for some people it's just like they're so used to retcons and continuities being like, oh, you know, whatever.
Well, especially like, Marvel.
Oh. Yeah,
Marvel's one of the best at it.
Yeah.
Marvel and DC. No, I think actually DC might be a little bit better at it. Because they've retconned their entire universe like 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, Marvel's doing it probably every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, Marvel's only done it like 2 or 3.
Hey, they did a huge one with the New 52. So,
yeah,
that was huge.
I like so far what I've seen of 52. So, you know, if this is the case that they're going to do it, you know, that's fine. Just please keep at it, DC. Really, please just. And if you find that it's not going to work and you're having difficulty with it, don't just erase it. Just do something else because we're used to it. You know.
Don't let this be another crisis on Infinite Earths.
One thing DC is doing, digitally at least, is they're having a Joker's April Fool's Day sale. So you can get a Comixology and get a crap ton of Joker-themed stuff. Like a Emperor Joker series that went through some Superman books and Joker's Last Laugh. All for 99 cents per issue, so... Comixology.
That's not bad.
Comixology, or use the DC app. It's Comixology whatsoever. With that, I think that's the end of our show.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think.
But anyways, contact us. Shoot us an email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us voicemail. We'd like to hear from you. 361-265-8255. Please pop over to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. We need new ones because the old ones went away. They disappeared. Also, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/cubsoutloud. Facebook at facebook.com/cubsoutloud. And that's it. Oh yeah, we're on Google Plus too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Google Plus, search for Cubs Out Loud, you'll find us. Yes. How about you guys? You want to add in any contact information?
Robert. I was going to say Ben. Shit.
I hear.
Yeah, I'm on Bruiser. I'm Robert the Retail Whore. I've got to change that because every time I say it, I feel absolutely stupid. anyway, also my Tumblr, confusedmuse.tumblr.com. I repost stuff when I think about it. I'm a bad blogger. I really am. I am. So, Damon, would you like to add anything?
Sure. You can find me at Theater Cub 79 on Bear 411 for now, and also on Bruiser. And I'm going to say this, even though, and this is for you, Ben. This is for you. I also have a Tumblr site, DamonLovesTrollolo.tumblr.com. Yeah. I'm just going to say it for you, Ben.
It's Ben's site, but we're not going into that.
Yeah.
any shout outs? Do you want to shout out to anybody?
No. All those guys who went to Drent's Fur, hope you had a great time. I'm kind of happy and sad that I didn't get to go this year. I haven't been yet, but I've heard that it was a great time. So you guys had an awesome time at Drent's Fur. Bitches.
Robert?
Not really. I know there's Bruiser. We just had one of our members decide that he needed to focus on his private life and focus on school and whatnot. I can't remember his screen name. I'm scrolling through Bruiser right now. I know he had been having problems and that he wanted to focus more on things outside of Bruiser. So he was debating whether or not that he needed to still continue to be on the site. And I'm still not finding it. Good Lord, how many screens deep am I going to have to be?
Must have left for a while. And I mean, it's always one of those things.
It's Cody. Yeah, Cody. The Ben mentioned him. The other day. Cody, he's focusing on what's important in his life. Might be back in the future. Wanted to stay in touch. Buzz, one of the other guys on the site, has his contact information. I know he had been having problems and he wanted to focus more on himself and just his life. And I just wanted to say, you know, thanks for, you know, coming and playing with us for a little while, Cody. We hope that you have a good time and, you know, find what you need.
Okay. I think we're talking about a different Cody, but anyway.
This is the Cody in Arizona.
Oh, right.
That's who we're talking
about. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, yeah. Now I remember who he's talking about. Okay. Yeah, different Cody. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. But anyways, there was a Cody who is taking a hiatus from Bruiser. But it doesn't mean he won't be back.
Yeah. Yes, come back.
And with that, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Good night. Have a good night. Or good afternoon.
Hey.